Hello and welcome to
Ghost Beans,
horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. We watched Mads. I guess that's how you say it. This came out in 2024, and it was directed by David Moreau, who I just discovered. He directed a movie called Ills, a.k.a. Them, which is a French horror movie. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
That one's pretty scary. I remember seeing that a very long time ago.
Okay.
Had no idea he did that. That's crazy. So this movie kind of came out of nowhere as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if you'd really heard anything about it beforehand.
I saw some posters like on social media, which looked really cool to me. And I was like, all right, I'm definitely going to check that out. But I did have a friend message me and she suggested that we really like this. So
that's really why we watched it. We took that very seriously.
Yeah, we definitely pushed it up the list because of that.
But I have heard a lot of people talking about it since then. It seems like it kind of blew up a bit. And I can see why, because I thought this movie was fucking great. It's also a movie that it's kind of hard to talk about without spoiling
it. Oh, yeah.
Because it's definitely a fucking ride.
Yeah, this is definitely, at least for me, you want to like go in blind. Like,
yeah,
I think it makes it more fun.
There's like an element, like I can kind of describe what the movie's about, and I'm so unsure if I should.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know. I don't think it really ruins anything. I mean, the basic plot summary that you can expect is that it is a zombie movie, but it's done in a kind of different way, like a way that I don't think I've ever seen before.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely one of those things where there have been a lot of zombie movies that have come out that's like, oh, it's a fresh new take on the genre. And it's kind of at the point where it's like, how many more fresh new takes can we have? And apparently we still got a few because, I would definitely say that's a good way to describe this. But it's a very different kind of zombie movie that's also done in like quote unquote one take throughout the whole movie. I think we all kind of know by now. That doesn't mean it's literally one take. Like, that would be, can you imagine if you're like an hour and 20 minutes in the filming and somebody trips?
Yeah,
it's like, welp, we're starting
gotta
over.
Add a cut.
But yeah, it definitely feels very fresh. It's very terrifying in some ways, some kind of like unexpected ways. I really don't want to talk too much about that stuff because I just really think it's a movie you should go in blind.
Yeah.
But if you just know to expect, it's a very different style of zombie movie, and it's one take, so you're just fucking there the whole time. I think that definitely helps the terror of the whole thing, because it is like, it's scary in a way that's like very unsettling and very kind of realistic, you know? Would you agree?
Yes.
But I did think it was super fun, super good.
I really loved this movie. I thought, look, I like a zombie movie, but in the past, I have been really worn down on zombie movies. I feel like there was, during the Walking Dead era, there was a lot of, like, zombie resurgence.
They kind of overdid it.
Yeah, and it really, you get zombie fatigue. Like, okay, how much more of this can I watch?
I mean, I think we're, like, the perfect generation that, you know, the Romero movies definitely were a big part of getting into horror.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna bring up is like Night of the Living Dead is literally like one of my favorite movies.
And Dawn of the Dead is my favorite.
But Dawn of the Dead is also really great too. So it's like you have very iconic zombie movies that I have. There's a lot of zombie movies that I love. I do think I can safely say The Walking Dead kind of wore me down.
I think that's true for a lot of people, especially now when you realize there are like 7 spinoff shows and everything. It's like, okay, guys, like, I think we've had enough. When I was growing up, I definitely remember in middle school, I would try to rent like every zombie movie from Blockbuster. So I saw like everything. I was fucking obsessed. Like my nickname was Zombie back then. So it's just nice after all this time that there are still movies coming out that can like still surprise you, like still be like, still have like a fresh take on the genre. This one definitely does that.
Yeah. I would argue that 2024 has been like the year of fresh takes.
That's true. Yeah. Hopefully that momentum is going to keep going forward into next year and we'll see what happens. But not a lot else to say. without really just getting into it. So unless you have something else,
no.
What a surprise.
Okay.
We could just get into spoilers. So I think the choice of doing this in like a single take helps a great deal. Because, I mean, we'll just say off the jump, the thing I was kind of dancing around before is that this is specifically a movie about like the start of a zombie outbreak. Mm. Like that is specifically what it's about. And by having it done in one take where it's centered on like individual characters, because it does kind of pass from one character to another as the movie goes on, it makes it feel like much more grounded and much more realistic. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that really just gave me so much fucking anxiety is the fact that the main guy, he's like on drugs in the beginning when he gets infected. Mm-hmm. And so when he starts turning and he's also like super high, like the body horror and the just anxiety of that felt very real. This was like the ultimate bad trip.
Yeah.
You know, like the vibes were fucking terrible.
Yeah.
The whole time. And it also meant we got to see what a zombie on drugs looks like.
Yeah.
Because that was like the scariest thing, is like imagining going through that and seeing it, you know, every step of the way.
Yeah, I think the subtlety of them like showing the zombie getting like taped them, I guess, on their eyes. So you could like, you know, they were like glowing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. Like a really nice subtle detail, because you see it for like a second. Mm-hmm. And when we were watching the movie, I'm like, did I see that? Or
It's pretty subtle.
Yeah.
But that's a cool thing, because that winds up being like one of the tells, because it's not like when they're first changing, it is a different kind of take on the whole zombie thing. They definitely lean into it as like this kind of government experiment, like some bioweapon. And I did think like it was interesting, the government response where they're just like executing the shit out of everyone they run into. It shows how dangerous it is and how they are aware.
Yeah,
they're aware of, you know, how quickly this could spread.
Yeah.
That also made it feel more grounded, you know, because it's not just like this completely fumbling government entity, you know, mm-hmm. that lets this happen. They are really fucking trying to stop it.
Yeah.
And it shows you how dangerous that this kind of outbreak is.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the fact that early on, you're kind of unclear, because even like the woman who gets into his car, which by the way, we were like, she got to go.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Because she was acting crazy. She started vomiting blood and shit. It just made it really sketchy. Like, what is going on here? Is this, because I didn't know anything about it going into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what kind of virus is this? And when you see his eyes start changing and he starts looking like this weird kind of animal, like this predator, as it's like taking over his mind and everything. I mean, it's very scary.
Yeah, there's definitely that scene in the beginning where she's like clawing at herself. And mm-hmm. at first I'm like, she just trying to like kill herself. Like she doesn't want to be alive. But it turned out that I think she was like ripping a tracker out
of
her.
Yeah, that was part of it. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
But yeah. And I think as they were changing, another thing that stood out that kind of differentiated this is that they have these like moments of clarity. You know, like you can see it's kind of taking over them, but then randomly they'll pop out and they'll be like sobbing or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, that also just felt like really horrifying.
Yeah.
Like to imagine that they're still in there, you know, they're not just like completely mindless monsters. It's mm-hmm. almost like an extreme version of rabies or something, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And that was scary. But the performances, though, they really reminded me of Possession.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's one of the things that's like, it definitely felt like a balancing act, where as they were getting infected, they, you know, in a typical zombie movie, it's like, oh, you get infected and then, oh, now you're a mindless zombie and you're acting like a zombie.
Yeah.
And having these characters where you're watching them change and you're staying with them like every single second, like as an actor, that the performance that's necessary there is just fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Like to have those wild swings of emotion, and then when they are just straight up acting like zombies from 28 Days Later and these like long protracted scenes of them just wandering around and shit, that as a performance, that shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
it was very much like Possession, where you have these like really over the top insane performances that just stretch on and on and on, And I think that was like, it was very effectively done here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really also appreciate the like imminent decline of society that just like happens around them as all of this is happening, which is honestly, as I thought it was really cool. Just the concept in general, I think whatever they set out to do, I think they did it great.
I think it's always interesting in zombie media, like the most interesting part is always the initial outbreak. Like anything you see, like from Last of Us to Dawn of the Dead, or even like the remake of Dawn of the Dead did this really well too. Like that first initial outbreak when everything just goes to chaos, that always winds up being kind of the most interesting part. And having a whole movie that's just about that and seeing it unfold in real time, because you can see how it escalates.
Yeah.
How they're like trying to track this person down, and that turns into them going into parties where they know this person made contact, and they just have to eliminate like every single person there. And it just keeps escalating and getting bigger and bigger, because that part of them that's still human is like trying to get the fuck out of there and just running, which also was like the physical manifestation of, you know, the fact that they would get shot and be looking at themselves in terror. Yeah. But it's like they're unaffected.
Yeah.
And the way they would sprint, and I mean, turn into like straight up 28 days later zombies, just like full fucking sprinting around and not getting tired. All those little details, they work super well. And I think having that kind of fresh perspective while keeping these kind of zombie tropes and stuff is part of what makes it work so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the escalation to, like from this very small, like you don't know what's going on, to the government soldiers popping up and trying to silence everything, to just straight up like bombing the city. That escalation happening right in front of you like that, it's like I said, it's super effective, and it makes it feel much more chilling, much scarier.
I do have to shout out the title card, because it was probably the coolest title card I've ever seen.
Yeah, the movie's very stylish too.
Yeah,
it looked great. That's it.
Yeah, I just liked it a lot. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. It was a cool movie. I had a lot of fun with it. Always nice to see these kind of fresh takes. 2024, like we said, it's kind of the year of fresh takes, which I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I got.
Me too.
My energy is just not there. I need to lay down.
Yes, you do.
You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything we cover. How about this? Where'd I put it? Under Terrifier 3, above Oddity.
Yeah.
Number 21 on our list, which is becoming much sloppier as we go. You can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. What other movies recently have you seen that have done like a legitimate new take on a horror genre? I want to know. And you can also like, subscribe, leave a review. You can follow us on TikTok, YouTube, yada, yada, yada.